The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott, at Degenerates975. Nope. Okay. Now I've done it twice. You shouldn't have said anything. I wouldn't have done it.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
No Degenerates975 because there's no Jong. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's been pretty sportsy the first hour, so maybe we should mix it up a little bit. I have something that I... John asked about, what about Garrett not running Zeke with first and goal from the three versus Seattle? That was bad.
It's up there, yeah.
Yeah, and they got eliminated in that game. We're gonna do a service to the people here. We've got 25 jobs or 25 industries that are dying.
Radio.
No, radio's not on the list, believe it or not.
Newspapers.
We'll get to that. Well, number 25 is... like office supplies except for paper, which I guess would make sense. But the increasing ability to store documents and other data virtually has rendered fax machines and photocopiers less necessary.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, and even like you can do, I mean, most of the contracts we do for audiobooks and stuff are all online now, so you don't really need those kind of things. It's funny. I don't even have a printer at home.
I have a printer.
Do you?
My wife does. I don't. I mean, I don't use it.
Number 24, stationary product manufacturing. It's like stationary. Who uses that anymore? Bookstores and newsstands.
Yeah, number 23. See that going down.
Yeah, because I about once a year I like to go to like a Borders or something and load up on books. But it's so easy just to go online and see what's out there. And I think that's what's killing a lot of these. Securities and commodity exchanges, which I guess another thing you can do online. Here's an interesting one, because this is something you went to school for. Sound recording studios. Oh, yeah.
So it's a waste of time now. You can do it on your laptop.
Yeah. Textile and fabric mills. I guess mostly because all it's gone to China, right?
Well, I guess so, yeah.
So non-newspaper publishers like magazines,
books,
directories, mailing lists. Yeah, those are dying. 18 is some kind of credit thing that makes no sense. 17 is like curtain and linen mills.
People don't need curtains and sheets anymore?
I think they do, but
I still use those.
It fell from 2,332 in 2007 to 1,493 of them in 2016, a 36% decline.
Hmm.
Again, I think that's import from China.
Yeah, I still use those things.
Here's an interesting one. Savings institutions. Like... credit unions.
Okay.
Well, I think like banks, for instance, are, it's almost like, I saw a story that I was going to do the
I mean, I still use a bank.
I do too.
Don't get rid of that.
But, and this, there was a really dumb story, and we wound up not doing it because I thought it was dumb, but it was basically industries that millennials are killing. And it's not really millennials. It's, but it talked about how bank branches, nobody goes in a bank branch anymore. And I started thinking about that. And other than, like when I get checks from Canada, I don't go in the branch.
All it would take is getting the ATMs to be a little bit smarter, and you don't need those anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I use the ATM for everything except for that, and that's just foreign checks is the only thing that I've ever gone in there
but
for.
But if once you can get them to take foreign checks.
Yeah, I don't need people anymore.
Yeah.
Formal wear and costume rental. It's another one where China's killing us.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, like the rentals, though, like that's formal wear rentals. That everybody's going to need that.
But they're down 44.3% in the number of costume rental and formal wear establishments. So that's not good.
No.
Support activities for printing, which makes sense. Like, you know, like printing companies that booksellers go to. Other telecommunications, like satellite tracking and radar station operations, are down. Professional employer organizations, like headhunters.
Okay.
Number 11, newspapers.
Yeah.
A 49.3% reduction in workforce from 2007. Almost half the people are gone.
That ain't good.
The industry, which employed nearly 350,000 Americans as recently as 2007, now employs about 177,000.
Yeah.
Here's one. Telephone apparatus manufacturing. Almost nobody has a landline anymore.
Right.
A couple more mills, basically, because of China. Directory and mailing list publishers. I just throw stuff away when I get that
crap. I throw so much crap away. Yeah.
And I think, okay, so that, does that count? That was 508.
It was pretty weak. I tried to muffle it even.
Photo finishing. Most of us have cell phones now.
Yeah.
Although I'm curious because I have a bunch of pretty cool photos on my cell phone. Can I like print those out somewhere and get them framed?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like there's websites you can go to for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to do that then. Libraries.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
we need those.
Libraries and archives. But, you know, do you need the Dewey Decimal System anymore?
No.
But you know what the employment number on that has gone down by? 80%.
Yeah.
That's a number of library workers and archivists in the United States has declined by over 80%. And see, I used to like sexy librarians.
Well, so, Wikipedia, you can blame for that.
Yeah. And number one on the list, which I would think this one was already dead, but I was wrong. Videotape and disc rental.
Oh, yeah, that's almost
dead. Blockbuster and...
Bend, Oregon, or it might be Redmond, Oregon. We were up there, and I saw a Blockbuster video, and I like wanted to take a picture of it. I think it's one of six remaining Blockbuster videos that are open in the country.
So basically 89.8% of the people who were employed in 2007 in that industry are no longer employed. So, and that makes sense with HBO, Amazon, Netflix, Redbox. So, I guess Redbox would count as a disc rental.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a rental. So.
But those don't take people to work.
Yeah, they're not employing
anybody. Right.
I mean, it takes or somebody who owns a box putting it there.
So,
here it is. There are now 10 Blockbusters open in the United States.
Okay.
The biggest cluster of Blockbuster locations that remain open is in Alaska.
That makes sense.
Because they don't have, like, internet?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I'm sure there's some places there where it's more difficult to get internet.
Like, there's outposts, like, in far north Alaska that they don't even have running water and electricity half the time.
Hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, they still get new releases and the old ones, yeah. There's but outside of Alaska, there's one left in Texas. Edinburgh, Texas, which I think is in the valley.
Isn't that in Scotland?
No, Texas is not in Scotland.
Oh, okay. I get confused.
And there's a couple left in Washington, and... it says it's just a matter of time until they all close, but there's still a handful open. So,
somebody brought up a good point. Shocked not to hear travel agent.
I think that's dead.
Yeah.
I don't know any. I mean, I wouldn't know where a travel agency was. I've heard that it's still good to go to a travel agent if you're trying to book a cruise. Like, that's where you can get a good deal.
I think my buddy went through a travel agent to do stuff for our Costa Rica trip.
Are you guys flying? Or yeah.
Well, I mean, we booked all our own flights, but...
But is it an all-expense place?
No.
Oh.
Well, see, it's like for like all the little separate day trips.
Oh, okay.
When we were going to go to Belize, I went through an agency, but it was the country's agency that wants you there. You know, they're like tourism agency.
Right.
But it's not really, you know, and it was going to be all inclusive.
Yeah.
So I wanted all inclusive, and I went through them, but that's the closest thing. Squeeze in a call. Joe, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, Joe.
Wait, what?
Sports.
Oh, yeah. what do you guys think? Who's going to win the power struggle between Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith? I mean, Rick Smith is basically almost related, pretty much. He's like the godfather of their son or whatever.
Really?
I mean, how
you know what?
Bill...
I never heard that.
Well, yeah, whatever. I think he is. How is Bill O'Brien going to beat out him if it's one or the other? I mean, and then, you know, you clowns say, you know, how Bill O'Brien sucks all the time, and then you say the Texans should keep
Goodbye.
Him.
Goodbye.
No one said, I didn't say the Texans should keep him.
I did. I said they should give him one more year with Deshaun Watson.
You clown.
Yeah. Well,
listen.
Am I going to be,
I'm on team burn it to the ground and start from scratch. That's what I'm on. I'm on team Bob McNair steps away from the team. Cal McNair takes over day-to-day operations.
God, don't, no. No.
I mean, I think it's time.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't know Cal McNair from Adam, but I do know you've got an owner who's clearly out of touch based on what he said earlier this season. But I'm for new GM, new coach, new coaching staff.
Yeah,
a full clean sweep.
I'm okay with that but I will go back to what I always say. What coach are you going to be able to get?
There's people out there.
But
it's an appealing job.
It is an appealing job, and if you're going to get somebody that I think is better, I'm fine with it. But I'd also be okay with giving this guy one more year as long as he fires his defensive coordinator. But
do you think they're going to?
I don't know, but that'd be a conversation I'd have with him. And I'm all for kick Rick Smith upstairs and bring in somebody else that can evaluate. So hopefully somebody who can evaluate offensive linemen. But what do I know? I'm just a clown. I'm here
You're
to amuse you.
Don't let the
That was such a bad call because I could tell the whole time he was just trying
Fred,
to...
that was a good call.
No, that was an awful call. The whole time, the way he was acting, I knew he was going to try to just say we're stupid at some point.
You know what
point.
Happens with callers? We're letting the inmates run the prison with those callers.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Well, that's one where we should have cut him off a lot sooner. We should have cut the inmate off sooner.
I don't care if he calls me a clown. That's fine.
I don't either, but I could... Some people you can tell... There's a whole, their whole call, they're just trying to set up that they want to try to insult you, which that was pretty poor.
I was mostly just annoyed that he was talking about Cal McNair being the...
By the way, we know that dickweed.
I just don't care.
Everybody knows that dickweed. That was so pathetic. That felt like a plant call is what it felt like. So, but hey, you got your 8 seconds of fame. Congratulations, Joe.
He's famous.
Real. Now. All right, guys, there's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do. You know who helps him? Texans Can Academies. And they take in kids who maybe they're having problems with travel, getting to school. Well, they get them free bus passes. Maybe they have problems reading because they needed glasses. Guess what? They get those for them. They have a job that they had to support their family. They work around that. And so many of these kids that would have never had an opportunity without Texans Can Academies goes on and do great things in their community. They graduate. And they really help our society as a whole, and you can help them. Because all they need is a donation of a vehicle. And so many of the Blitzers have stepped up, whether it's a car, a truck, you know, a tractor, an RV, a motorcycle, any kind of vehicle, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, doesn't matter if it got flood damage, if it's just been sitting there and you don't know what to do with it, well, you can do a great thing by donating it. And you can help yourself, because you're going to get the vehicle towed free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible, so you can still get in by the end of the year here. And the cool thing is, if you donate today, they're going to give you a $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. So here's a way to get rid of something, do a good thing, and benefit from it in the process. A lot of Blitzers have done it. You can be the next one. Give Texans Can Academies a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 832 says that guy sounded like Stu who trolled John and Lance. I think Stu was a lot older than that guy.
Stu?
Yeah.
I wish Stu would call us.
That guy, I knew about 10 seconds into the call that we should just cut him off because he's one of those guys sitting around with his friends like, hey, I'm going to call this radio show. And then I'm gonna call them clowns. And watch, I'm going to be famous like that Stu Gullick guy. Just watch. And
I don't care.
And then
let him come.
Then his
him
mom.
On.
Then his mom walks in and says, "Hey, you know, get off the phone, kid." And then, yeah. So, congratulations. Here's a texter wanting to know: now that your barbecue adventure is over, will you name a number one? And then also, can you publish an all day? A dream all-day run that a few of us could do to hit as many as we can in one day. We might barf, but I'm game. Thanks. From a texter. That's for you.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll name a number one. It's hard to say, but I will say there's a lot of good ones. Any of those in the top 10 I think are really good. I think we've got some here in Houston that stack up now with anyone in the state, which I wouldn't have said. You remember when I got
here?
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
Houston was a barbecue wasteland, and I think Tejas, I went and ate at Tejas today, Corkscrew and Spring, and then Killen's down in Pearland. I think those three spots are as good as anywhere in the state. I'll say that.
I had the pastrami from Rogel's today.
That's very good, too. Yeah, awesome. I had pastrami up at Tejas.
Pit Room's too. Really good, too.
Yeah, listen, it's a good – Pinkerton's is good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff in Houston, man.
That wasn't the case. Yeah,
no.
When you got here, before – I think it's all BK. It was before Killen's. And once Killen's opened, all these other really good ones opened.
Yep. So I did do a run. I think the most I did in a single day was 7. Maybe 8. I don't know. But you can do runs like that if you're willing to grind. Right. But it ain't easy.
Well, that might be a fun thing to write about for the people.
Maybe so.
Just here's your one-day barbecue run where you can hit 7 in a day. That might be kind of cool. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. No, I thought somebody was breaking into my house. It was my wife.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Well, I was kind of pissed off because right after I left, they delivered a package, and I didn't have my front gate locked because the last time I didn't lock my front gate, they left the package on the damn sidewalk. Mm. So I left it unlocked, and I thought I would have it before then, but I was afraid somebody's going to break in and steal it because everybody's stealing packages now. So, regardless.
You're stealing packages even after Christmas?
Yeah. 281 says, Joe is wrong. You guys are buffoons, not clowns.
That's right.
I prefer clown to buffoon.
I don't care. That's all the same to me.
Oh, well.
You ain't hurting my feelings. Mm. Let me clown it up all day here.
Yeah.
And you're a management clown.
Mm, I don't care. Hey, think what you want. Clown, buffoon, whatever. I do okay.
Yeah.
Fred, so.
Fred's a well-paid clown, at least. Me, exactly. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Mm. John says, I love how you call people dickweed when every other host on this station says D-weed. I've always said that. I have no problem with it.
I didn't know that every other... Why
other people would steal my word? I don't know why.
Yeah.
Daniel wanted to know, was that John Henry from The Cron on the phone calling you guys clients? No, because he doesn't know who we are. Yeah, he doesn't know who we are.
I hate that dude. I hate him. I'm going to look him up on Twitter.
Let's take a call. Jonathan.
Hey, guys. Love the show. It's always a shame when people call in and try and get one up on you guys like that or call you guys out. But anyways, you guys were talking about barbecue. Any opinion on Virgie's? Virgie's has always been one of my favorite places. They've popped up on a couple lists here and there, but I always feel like they get the short end of the stick just considering the area that they're in, kind of remotely and odd area.
Virgie's was a place when BK, before Killens.
Yeah.
Virgie's was probably my favorite spot in the city.
Dude, Virgie's ribs were awesome. I haven't been there recently, but I think the last time I went was a few years ago. But
yeah, it's been a while for me, too. I'll say this,
they were good,
about Virgie's, and I hope this is, maybe this is controversial. I'm about to be controversial, and this is a race comment, a race commentary on barbecue. Virgie's is like many black-owned barbecue restaurants, strong on ribs, strong on sausage, strong on chicken, on brisket.
Sides were not really...
It's not a priority
up
for them.
There, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if... But almost, like, and this is something I chronicled along my journeys, most of the black-owned barbecue places, brisket's not their thing, and I think it's because they like to I think in general black people like their red meat cooked more thoroughly than white people do, and so it tends to run a little dry for me, the brisket. But pork, the ribs, oh, at Virgie's, solid. The sausage is so good there too. But yeah, just, I'm not crazy about their brisket. And In 2017, there's two things you can't do. You can't talk to your coworkers about anything sexual, and you can't have a bad brisket.
Yeah, although
I won't stand for it.
Although you can get, like, a lot of places do brisket. Like I like Jackson Street's brisket. I don't really like anything else there. Their sausage is pretty good too, but I just go there and I'll get the brisket, and I get really good brisket there. What a lot of places don't do very well is sides. That's the thing. That's one thing about Killens, that why they're so good. Their sides are fantastic.
Yeah, they dominate that.
I found a bad thing out about Rogel's today with their mac and cheese. I saw them pull it out of a bag.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
Like just the noodles?
Not like all the cheese, sauce, everything was in a bag and a warmer.
Oh, man, that's disappointing.
It was kind of a bummer.
That's disappointing. Yeah, I had the carrot souffle and the green beans at Tejas today, and both those things are good, real good. I found John Henry Pereira on Twitter.
Yeah?
Yep.
How many followers does he have?
776.
I'm going to unfollow real quick, even though I'm not following him.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I hate that guy. Mm-hmm.
See, now I want barbecue. I'm going to have to...
Jerome follows him.
Well, that's because they work for the same...
We need to tell Jerome to unfollow him. I'm against that guy.
I'm guessing Jerome likes us.
Plus, look at his face.
Oh, my God. God, it's nice to know that there's people uglier than us out there.
Yeah. John Henry, if you can't groom your eyebrows any better than that, we can't even have this conversation.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Can I make a quick request?
Sure.
Don't ever play Rush on this show again.
He hates Rush.
I was not aware of that.
If you're going to play Rush, you got to go old school and play something like Fly By Night or Working Man.
Let's just not play Rush.
Not play any Rush.
But, okay. Yeah, this is not...
This isn't a Rush show. So I'd rather hear Styx than Rush.
I don't play some Judas Priest, man. Play something with some pump to it.
I like the rage that got me going earlier.
All right,
yeah, we
like that.
Like we like stuff that's high energy. Okay, so Rage is good. Yeah,
I played Rush before and you never said anything.
I don't know. I must
probably wasn't even paying attention.
Didn't have my headphones on or something. But
probably.
Speaking of good food, man, I had some poutine last night at Maple Leaf. That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're Canadian, so they know how to make it.
Yeah, that is true.
That it's one of the few places that actually has cheese curds.
And I like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's but now I want barbecue so bad. I hate you people.
You haven't played any Pantera, huh?
Yeah, Pantera's always good.
I will definitely play some
You're
Pantera.
You're a Pantera guy.
I always kind of avoid it. I don't know about playing. There's like a certain line where you don't want to play like super hard stuff.
No, I like the hard stuff. Okay. Bring the hard stuff. Get us pumped up.
What's your all-time strip club song? Because I feel like This Love is like right up there with top all-time strip club
songs. It's good, but there's too many ups and downs.
Well, that's kind of what you want from your stripper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I mean, I want like high energy the whole song.
You do? Oh, not me.
No, I'll tell you what I want. I want November Rain because it's like
it's
8 minutes
long.
No, it's
no.
Perfect.
I'm talking for stage, not for.
No, I'm talking for lap dance.
I'm not talking for lap dance. Okay. That's too much.
I want to get my money's worth out of that.
You can get a chick pregnant and then she'll have the baby by the time November Rain's over. No one wants that. But yeah, I always think like This Love. When I hear This Love, I always think that's an all-timer strip club song.
By the way, in case you're curious, with the news that DeAndre Hopkins is not going to play Sunday.
Speaking of nudity,
those are not my genitals. The Colts, who were 4-point favorites, are now 5.5-point favorites.
Man,
so he meant a point and a half in the market. Just based on where the line was. I got in on it at Colts -1 and hit it again at Colts -4.
Yeah.
Pretty hard, so.
I have Colts -3.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to just. This is going to be like a 17-3 game. I'm not worried about it at all. I think you're safe inside a touchdown. We're supposed to have Brad on, talk a little college football betting. But apparently we're having trouble.
He's not down with it?
I don't know what's up. He's kind of switched times on us the last 2 weeks, so last two times, so I'm kind of wondering if he just doesn't love us anymore.
That's possible.
We're getting a weird voicemail, so I don't know.
Do you have the wrong number? I bet you have the wrong number.
I was about to give his phone number out on the
line. Don't do that.
No, we have the right one, yeah.
Okay, because I actually gave out my number on air once.
That was before you were super famous, though.
I don't know about that. I've never been super famous.
Now you're super famous. Your management. What do you mean, me? Sell yourself short. Management.
Just because I'm management doesn't make you famous. There's a lot of people.
But you're pretty famous.
I don't know about that.
People know you.
I'll probably be.
People stop you in the streets? They ask you to take pictures with their kids?
Not with their kids. No, that'd be creepy.
Yeah, it would be creepy.
Yeah. Ulysses was asking me what I think about Burns Barbecue. I don't think I've ever had Burns.
I have not.
I'm going to have to check that out. So,
Where's it at?
It's on Dupree Street. I don't know where that is. So
I don't either. I got to map it because there's some places I am not going.
Well, if it's too far for me to. I don't, you know me, I don't leave the loop for anything. I don't even leave downtown or east downtown anymore. I'll go to Midtown or I'll go to Montrose and I'll go to the Heights.
Oh, it's like, you're not going to this one then. This is like Jerome stomping grounds, like 45, off of 45 south of 249, like Acres Homes area.
Oh. If I can ride my bike there, I'll go. That's kind of my standard now. Or if I can Uber it. But that has to be kind of a special occasion.
Yeah.
I really do not like driving.
But anymore. you do it to come to work.
I do it to come to work. I do it.
You have to.
And I do it when we go to appearances. And it's scary as hell the stretch I have to drive just to get here from downtown. So I don't like driving at all.
Yeah.
So basically for stuff like this, and plus, you know, if I'm going to Midtown or something, there's never any place to park.
Yeah.
So I if I can bike there, I'll go. I'm getting old and not wanting to drive as much. I don't want to go places as much. Although I've gotten where I enjoy flying again. That's taken me a while, mainly because we fly so damn much.
Right.
But there were a couple of years there where I didn't want to fly. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
I just emailed Brad, so hopefully he can call us in the next few minutes.
Okay.
So
he's probably doing one of those phone sex things. I bet that's what it is. You don't want to click over. They still have those?
I think this is actually a landline, so.
Oh. Yeah.
But I would guess that phone sex is another sort of dying
industry, yeah.
Yeah. Now there's cam girls and things like that.
Is porn still doing well? Because it seems like you can get that for free.
That's what I don't understand, how porn is a profitable industry, but it seems to be still.
I'm sure we have people involved in that industry that listen to the show. In fact, I know of a couple. You let us know how it's still profitable. Do you sell that stuff to... But see, how does Pornhub make money, for instance?
Ads.
Ah.
But you know what? All the ads on Pornhub are for other porn.
Yeah.
So it's like the ads on Pornhub are for porn that you've got to pay for. And if you're on Pornhub where all the free porn is, who's going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but not a lot of stuff on Pornhub is HD quality. So if that does matter to you, which it doesn't really matter to most people at
home.
I just want to put that disclaimer just in case.
Okay. All I need is about 3 minutes, frankly, of something, and I don't care if it's HD or not. That's all. I don't need anything fancy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, now people are giving all these barbecue suggestions, and I'm just like, guys, I'm not leaving that little circle that I just...
I don't need barbecue suggestions. I've eaten...
You've been to the 50 best barbecue places in Texas, so... You're good.
Of course, I went to another one today. I mean, it's not like I don't still eat them, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, that dying industry thing.
Someone mentioned record stores.
Yeah,
but
those were kind of dead.
Like that's already been a while.
Yeah, that was before 2007.
Like when Tower Records went down. I mean, that's like that was the gold standard.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people are going after vinyl now, not so much CDs.
That's true. But, if you're going after vinyl, why can't you just order it on the internet? Yeah.
But I guess it's nice vinyl, you might get worried that it breaks in transit or something.
Wasn't Blockbuster before, wasn't it a record store before it was videos?
I don't think so.
There was one store like that was a record store.
Hastings.
Yeah, that's who it was. God, things that are dead.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick call from Dan. What's up, Dan?
Video killed the radio star.
That's what I heard.
The second song on MTV was Pat Benatar. So, anyway, point is, love the show.
What was the third one?
Y'all to come on. The whole barbecue issue. You can get good barbecue anywhere, really. The best chili is the Texas Chili Parlor in Austin, but we could go on and on and on and on. Here's what I need from y'all. I need your expertise, your knowledge about the teams that are in the playoffs already. I understand there's some wiggle room.
You want to talk about sports?
Last week, but let's whoever's in right now, who has the best chance to get the Super Bowl?
The Patriots.
Both AFC and NFC.
No, that makes it harder.
NFC, man, I honestly don't know. If I kind of go round in circles with how I would rank the teams over there. I kind of think the Eagles are going to be up against it without Carson Wentz.
The Eagles have a bye week, luckily.
Yeah, but that'll give – I mean, if you get Nick Foles playing – the way he did under Chip Kelly, then yes, they can get to the Super Bowl.
That's not going to happen.
I don't think so. I'm coming around on the Vikings. I think it's going to be between the Vikings and the Rams. But every one of these teams has a question mark. The Rams, I don't trust Jared Goff.
See, and that's why I'm not sleeping on the three low seeds in the NFC, because those three teams from the NFC South, and that's assuming that the Falcons make it over the Seahawks. But if they don't, if the Seahawks make it instead of the Falcons, this still applies. Those three teams, the 4, 5, 6 seeds, have the most reliable quarterbacks.
Yeah, I just think the Seahawks defense is too beaten up. I can't see them winning three games. And I don't know that I could see the Falcons doing it anymore either. I just don't trust them enough. But they've been there.
And they've got a quarterback that you know can blow up.
Yeah, I really... Sorry, I have no expertise in this.
But I don't either.
I don't have any...
Listen, as much as I'm impressed with what the Vikings have done and the Rams have done, I just don't know if I trust their quarterbacks
in a pressure situation.
In playoff situations.
Yeah. Until they do it.
Especially if they get down. Let's say you get down 10 points early, 14 points early. Do you trust Case Keenum or Jared Goff to bring you back? Or Nick Foles, for that matter?
Yeah.
And I tend to lean no. So I think I'm going to go with my Super Bowl pick for the NFC will probably come from the bottom half of the NFC. I've been on the Rams. I like the Rams, but I just don't know if I can trust Jared Goff. But their defense is so good, and they run the ball so well, and Goff has played really well. I just don't know if I buy it and come playoff time.
Well, and plus you're talking about basically a rookie coach.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things there.
Although a rookie coach that I love him.
Yeah, I do too. But you know, that's going to be new for him. And yeah, there's question marks about it. But they're all good teams.
Yep.
I mean, they all are very good football teams. Unlike what we're going to see in the AFC, although I think the AFC is going to be better than we thought it was going to be a month ago.
Yeah.
Because I think the Chiefs are back to being a good football team. I think the Ravens are showing signs. So, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting. But in the end...
You want to catch the Ravens come playoff time? I don't.
I don't either, no. And, I mean, I still think that's going to come down to Patriots-Steelers.
But I do, too.
I'm not going to be shocked if one of those teams gets upset by the Ravens or the Chiefs.
Yeah.
All righty. We are going to take a very quick break. We got a Gem of the Day coming up. Holly says, my Eagles make it to the Super Bowl. We're dedicating an entire segment to her for doubting. Thanks.
And if they don't?
Crickets.
Holly sends nudes.
You can't say that anymore, remember?
She doesn't work with us.
She works with me on the website, so I can't talk about that.
Sucks for you, Fred. I guess I'll take them.
Lamont says, industry that will never die, funeral homes.
That's true.
That's a safe one. Funeral homes, that's also a good investment, is a cemetery.
Yeah.
Because people are always going to need it.
What if we just start going backwards and just like throwing our dead in ditches on the side of the road?
That's probably
put them in the landfills.
That's how we make America great again.
I think I'm going to...
Who's in there with you, Tyler?
Cameron is sitting there.
What's he doing in there?
I think he's running the game after me.
He realizes
like in an hour and 15 minutes?
Yeah, he realizes he's got to wait an hour and 15 minutes, right?
An overachiever, I guess.
Don't let him distract you from your job, the mission.
I don't know that you're achieving in there. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Why is it that every traffic person sounds like they're 15 years old?
I don't know.
She sounds young, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It's not just me, right?
She sounds like she has like a permanent stuffed up nose.
Yeah, they all sound nasally to me.
But if you're on 59...
I'm 22.
If you are on 59 going downtown, there's red again, as there usually is this time of night. So I don't know if you got all that in your traffic report, but otherwise everything looks pretty good. There's some yellow on the loop. There's always yellow on the loop. There's some yellow on 288. and 45.
Lately, you've been... Go ahead, friend. There's yellow on the loop, and there's some yellow on 288. Other than that, everything's looking good out here.
You sound like Anson.
Yeah, and if you're on your way out on 59 by the Beltway, there's some red going out that way towards Sugarland. And
Sugarland.
Yeah, basically anything on the West Loop is slow. And 45 has some yellow spots, but the only red is 59 going to downtown, which of course is how I go home. So,
of course.
Hopefully they'll be off the road in an hour. All right, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
What do you mean we're not simulcasting? Well, what did you just... We're not going to be on 94.1 today?
No, the Camping World Bowl is on right now.
I see.
And they would rather hear Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech than us?
I guess so.
I don't think that's the way it works. I object vehemently. All right, here's your gem of the day, which Tyler sent me. So I had a different gem of the day, which we'll do at some point in the 6 o'clock hour. A zoo in China has angered visitors by trying to pass off a hairy dog as a lion.
Okay. I mean, this seems like a silly thing to get too upset about.
But if you think you're going to see a lion, you don't want to see, like, the dog in the commercial here. Is that what they did? They watched that commercial? But a visitor named Lu told the state-run Beijing Youth Daily she discovered the fraud when visiting a zoo in, I don't have any idea where, but it's in the central province of Henan with her son.
Let's just go Beijing.
That's pretty much
it. It was in Beijing.
Or Hong Kong. We can go with one of those two. As they approach a cage marked, wait a minute, what about Shanghai?
That's
Yao Ming.
Could have been that.
In honor of Yao Ming, we'll just go with Shanghai. As they approached the cage marked African lion, they were shocked to hear the beast inside bark. It was a Tibetan Mastiff, a large hairy breed of dog.
I mean, maybe they fooled the zookeeper.
The zoo is trying to cheat us, Lou said. They are trying to disguise dogs as lions. Other species in the park were similarly mislabeled, with another dog in the wolf cage and a white fox on display in the leopard enclosure.
Yeah.
The lion and the leopard had both been removed for breeding, and the Tibetan Mastiff was placed in the lion's cage temporarily due to safety concerns, they say. Similarly, the dog had been placed in the wolf enclosure to breed a hybrid wolf dog. Says, we're not doing it out of a shortage of funds. The substitute lion has drawn ridicule on Chinese social media. People describing it as absurd.
Yeah.
If this works, why would people even bother to go to the zoo? Wrote Gao Zhao Biakshama. Children will cry out, look, a lion came out at the sight of a Tibetan Mastiff. Or look, it's a rat seeing a snake on the street. This is totally absurd. Oh, I love these names. I think they belong in male golfer, female golfer food.
The very last one.
Yidong de Dishwalisi.
Is crazy.
Yidong Dex U Laoshi. And then, I can't even, really? You say this one, Tyler, since you brought this story, you brought this evil upon us.
Let me pull up the article.
Lanzia Ping Ning Lu Zhenging added. This has got to be, these names
like
are all made up.
That's like an entire alphabet.
Yeah, these names are all made up. Lanzia Ping Ning Lu Zhenging. That's what it says, which means Stan in Chinese.
Yeah.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. Eminem's Chinese version of the Marshall Mathers show actually has that. Gem of the Day. Instead of Stan, it has that.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, here's the...
It's really difficult for him to rap, but he does it.
Tyler, I want you to take those names. Go to Google Translate and see what the American equivalent is.
I can do that.
Meanwhile, let's take a call real quick. Nick, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Earlier, you were talking about Blockbuster and if it had music or whatever, but right in front of Baybrook Mall, they used to have Blockbuster music, and man, it was the best because they would let you open up brand new CDs and listen to them before you buy them. But I was just commenting on that.
That's what I was thinking of, because in fact, they did have a Blockbuster music right in front of Baybrook Mall. I remember that place well, and they had headphones where you could go and jam on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
That was my, but that's probably when I was in high school and college. So it's going way, way back. Way back.
Way back.
Yeah. It's like 1920s. All right. Somebody asked me, when does Sam Houston's horse racing start again? January 19th. And we will be there. Mr. Hoffman and myself.
Where are we going to be?
Sam Houston Race Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The ponies are back.
It's been a while.
It has.
I like that that's close to my house.
Yeah, you like going there because it's close to your house. I like going there because I'm a gambling degenerate who loves the ponies.
Yes.
So it works out well for both of us. All righty. Quick break. We've got another hour to go. No sports mappers this time. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.